Seamus McCrory, you're very welcome on to the Weekend Edition.
Thank you, Greg.
How are you getting on? You're doing well.
I'm getting on very well. Delighted to be here.
And it's great to have you on. Now, Seamus, you are representing Donegal in the Outstanding Young Person of the Year Award. That's some title.
Yeah, it's a good award. A few weeks ago, I got a phone call from Junior Chamber International and Donegal branch. And they said I would receive it. I have been nominated for a GCI award in Donegal.
And what did that surprise you? I'm sure you're a modest fella. You were like, what, me?
It did surprise me, Greg, because it was quite funny. Because I missed the phone call and I rang back the number and I got a local business and asked a Kenny. And I told them, oh, I think I have the wrong number. And he says, no. And I was ringing you for an award and I couldn't believe it. Me of all people.
Now, you are very hard studying too, aren't you? Tell us what you're studying.
Studying a wee bit now.
I think it's more than a wee bit, Seamus. Go on.
I went to, in 2006, to a YIT here in the town, and I thought I would initially go for a two-year higher certificate course, but I was quite good at accountancy, so I stayed for 5 years. I came up with a master's in accounting.
And you're like, what's happened here? I only
exactly
went in for 2 years.
2 years.
And business studies as well. You've an honours degree in that as well.
Yeah, I did like a business studies because it's quite funny because at school, I was 4 years in my junior course and we had to choose subjects. And one of them was we could choose between business or French. And they said I couldn't do business because of my impairments. I couldn't physically write a check. So I had to do French. Wasn't much good at it, but so that I still had the drive to do business.
Well, just back to when they said you couldn't do business because of your impairment. That was a bit of a knockback, was it?
It was a wee bit because I suppose back in those days, it wasn't computers, it was paper checks, and they probably saw the easy way out of it.
Yeah. Which it's a ridiculous excuse because of writing checks. But you had an interest, did you have an interest in accountancy? Is that not boring, Seamus? Accountancy not boring?
Boring! Accountancy! It's tagged for him, but it's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Because I only discovered accountancy in college in my first year, and I liked it. I like numbers, and I like because I had difficulty writing, I used the computer, so I was able to use a computer and use my numbers and get calculating. The most exciting thing in the world.
I'm not convinced. but it's what you enjoy doing. It's the important thing. Now, what are you going to do with these honours? Are you working at the moment, or what's the plan going forward?
At the minute, I'm just taking a bit of time out to decide what I want to do, and I'm looking to see maybe going back to college. I know,
I think it's college you enjoy, not the accountancy as much.
Both. No, because I try looking for a job, and I guess it's tricky for everybody, and it was trickier for me, but I got a wee job last year, which was good, but I wanted to go further. I used the brain a wee bit. So, I like to maybe explore going back to college or maybe opening my own business.
Yeah, that's it. What would you study next? Or
accountancy, Grace.
I was setting you up for that one, to be honest with you. More accountancy. And tell us then about the Outstanding Young Person of the Year Awards. Where did it take place?
The awards took place a few weeks ago. And
they've already happened?
No, the local awards.
Ah, yes, I get you. The Donegal Awards.
The Donegal Awards happened in Vizalin. One Tuesday night, and everybody said I was going to the pub.
That's Hijack Tuesday, isn't it? Is that what it's called?
People said, I told people, and they said I was starting my pub in
Ireland. Yeah, the numbers don't add up. You're in the pub. So you got the local award. Now you're moving on to the Outstanding Young Person of Year Awards. That's countrywide, isn't it?
Yeah, that's countrywide.
Where's that?
And that's in Dublin and Clontarf Castle.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, posh.
You'll have to put a suit on for that.
I know. Me, I don't like suits.
I'm not a fan of them myself either, but... it's going to be a superb experience, and it's nice to get recognised in your own county, and who knows, if you go in and do it nationally, all the better.
Yeah, because it's all about, I suppose, Greg, the what makes the JCI Awards stand out is that you're getting recognised by everybody in society, you know, like... Non-disabled people, you're my peers at my own age. So that's really good. And it sort of driven me on. I was in the process of deciding what to do next. And it's driven me on to think about, like, maybe opening my business to help people, help businesses become more open to people with disabilities in a low-cost way.
I think, a lot of the problems are in that, you know, it's getting to know people even on the most basic level, isn't it? You know, you can't presume because someone has a disability that they're not able of doing something unless you even chat to them and find out. Yeah. Do you find it hard to even get that first conversation?
Yeah, like... That's a very good point, honestly, because, like, last year I was in hospital and now I have a stick and I use mobility scooter a bit more, and the way I can describe it is people see that, see the mobility scooter and the stick force, and naturally they might think there's a brain behind it. Not meaning to.
You know, Seamus McGrory's not the stick, or Seamus McGrory's not the scooter. Yeah, exactly.
Just happened to be at JCI meeting on Monday.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I've been out on my own in a good way, meeting a new group. And, like, I had a scooter and a stick, and there was a new person teaching, and he saw the Liverpool jacket. So, like, he made it. He broke down the barrier by shagging me about Liverpool.
It's easy done to. I know.
I'm leaving myself open.
You know what I mean? You should have picked a better team. But the point I'm saying is you talk about breaking barriers, and why is the barriers? Why, when we're all the same, is there a group that people say disabled or this, that, and the other? And then, you know, this normal or whatever. Yeah. You know, the barrier based, it should be on it's what, how we think and how we communicate and how we chat and how we crack and what team you support, isn't it? And yeah, how good you can do your job. You know, that's really what we should be judging people on.
Yeah, exactly. It's just about what people's perceptions and maybe in fairness to people, they're not in that position.
Or they don't understand.
So they don't understand. Like, when we're talking about football and the pub, like, you take a pub down, we pretend a wee pub, and, like, I have a scooter or somebody's in a wheelchair and the three steps going off to that pub. And the guys in the wheelchair mightn't be able to get in. So, but that guy in the wheelchair mightn't get in, but might have 20 other people with him. Mm-hmm. So they go to the next pub. Whereas if the pub has like a portable ramp maybe behind the bar that a wee note on the door, ask for the ramp.
It's not special treatment, you just want to get in.
Yeah,
and bring your mates.
And my point being that it doesn't have to be expensive. Like a ramp can be maybe bought for €200, but maybe you might have made a whole lot of more money.
Exactly. It's actually a really good point, because I think a lot of people, when they're thinking about access, they might say, well, you have no space on the street for this, that, and the other. Yeah. But as you say, a simple solution, a portable ramp, and away you go.
Portable ramp, or like a Christmas, February, we went out to a pub. Uncle get a reputation for
I'm just going to say, every single conversation we're having is either about accountancy, which is long gone at this stage, and pubs. You want to become an accountant in a bar, that's what you want to do.
But, even like a restaurant, if there's no, you had to go up and order your food, whereas if there was maybe a waiter service, it will become more accessible. It doesn't have to be costing thousands of euros. Yeah. It just simply tricks.
Yeah, exactly.
And plenty drink, Rick.
Would you stop? Come here.
I don't drink, man.
we're going to have to go out for one. When's the Dublin trip then, so for the outstanding person of the year?
Hopefully I get through to the trip to Dublin, and that's on May 21st.
Brilliant.
So
exciting.
Hopefully.
And there was one other thing I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah, when are you going to decide about more accountancy? When's that decision
make it in the next few months.
You've got the summer anyway.
Yeah, take time, take stock.
Well done, Seamus. Great achievement from Adele Gallagher. Please wish Seamus all the best from all the staff at the Irish Wheelchair Association. Helen, congratulating you on your award. Good luck to Seamus in Dublin from Deirdre at the Clohan Day Centre. And a load more requests coming in, wishing you the very best. Greg, will you say a big congratulations to Seamus? He's an amazing young man. That comes in from Teresa Martin. And Adele Gallagher as well.
Adele used to be in my class with my masters.
Very good.
And Teresa helped. When I was younger, I went to school in Dublin. So Teresa helped us get up and down.
Excellent. So the last question then, how's your French?
It could be better.
Little did they know.
If Ireland does well in Paris.
That's it.
Yes.
Indeed. We've that to look forward to.
A lot of Irish people could get used to the French.
Well, at least you'll have a decent team to follow in the summer.
I know.
I'm only messing. Listen, Seamus, thanks so much for coming on the show. We'll chat to you hopefully again around about or after May 21st once you've been down in Dublin. But listen, you've got the Donegal Young Person of the Year Award, and rightly so, for your fantastic work and your can-do attitude. And thank you for coming in to us.
Thank you. Just want to say one small thing if I can. I have overcome challenges, but I'm only one person. I've loads of friends and family and PAs and just everybody that helped me, even to let me across the road on the street. Just want to thank everybody and yourself for giving me the time.
That's my pleasure. It's been great, Craig. And quite rightly so, Seamus. I'm sure everyone you've mentioned there, you can't mention everyone by name, will really, really appreciate it. Seamus McCrory, thanks for coming on the Weekend Edition.
Thank you, Greg.